Section 11. Aftermath. Main Articles. Aftermath of World War I. 1918 Flu. The First World War ended with Europe scarred by trenches and spent of its resources, and littered with the bodies of millions who died in battle. The direct consequences of World War I brought many old empires crashing to the ground, and, ultimately, would lead to the end of 300 years of European hegemony around the world. No other war has changed the map of Europe so dramatically. Four empires disappeared: the German, Austro-Hungarian, Ottoman, and Russian. Four defunct dynasties, the Hohenzollerns, the Habsburgs, the Romanovs, and the Ottomans, together with their ancillary aristocracies, all fell during the war. The Versailles Treaty required Germany to pay enormous reparations, which it did by borrowing from the United States, until reparations were suspended in 1931. The, quote, guilt thesis, quote, became controversial in Britain and the United States. It caused enormous bitterness in Germany, which nationalist movements, especially the Nazis, exploited in the 1920s. In the Australian and New Zealand popular minds, the First World War became known as the nation's, quote, baptism of fire, quote, as it was the first major war in which the newly established countries fought, and is one of the first cases where Australian troops fought as Australians, not just subjects of the British Crown. Anzac Day, Australian New Zealand Army Corps, is thus held in great reverence by many Australians and New Zealanders. Similarly, Anglo-Canadians believe that they proved that they were their own country and not just subjects of the British Empire. Indeed, many Canadians refer to their country as a nation, quote, forged from fire, quote, as Canadians were respected internationally as an independent nation from the conflagration of war and bravery. Like their British counterparts, Canadians commemorate the war dead on Remembrance Day. However, French Canadians did not see it that way, creating a permanent chasm that continues to split the country. See Conscription Crisis of 1917 for more details. Section 11.1. Social Trauma. The experiences of the war led to a sort of collective national trauma afterwards for all of the participating countries. The optimism of the 1900s was entirely gone, and those who fought in the war became what is known as, quote, the lost generation, quote, because they never fully recovered from their experiences. For the next few years, much of Europe began its mourning. Memorials were erected in thousands of villages and towns. This social trauma manifested itself in many different ways. Some people were revolted by nationalism and what it supposedly caused, and began to work towards a more internationalist world, supporting such organizations as the League of Nations. Pacifism became increasingly popular. Others had the opposite reaction, feeling that only strength and military might could be relied upon for protection in a chaotic and inhumane world that did not respect hypothetical notions of civilization. Quote, anti-modernist, quote, views were a reaction against the many changes taking place within society. The rise of Nazism and fascism included a revival of the nationalistic spirit of pre-war years and, on principle, a rejection of many post-war changes. Similarly, the popularity of the Dolchstoßlegende was a testament to the psychological state of the defeated, as acceptance of the scapegoat mythos signified a rejection of, quote, the lessons, quote, of war, and therefore a rejection of its popular resulting perspective. Certainly a sense of disillusionment and cynicism became pronounced, with nihilism growing in popularity. This disillusionment towards humanity found a cultural climax with the Dadaist artistic movement. Many people believed that the war heralded the end of the world as they had known it, including the collapse of capitalism and imperialism. Communist and socialist movements around the world drew strength from this theory and enjoyed a level of popularity they had never known before. These feelings were most pronounced in areas directly or particularly harshly affected by the war, especially within Europe. In 1915, John McCrae, a lieutenant colonel from the Canadian Army, wrote the memorable In Flanders Fields as a salute to those who perished in the Great War. Its song is still played today, especially on Remembrance and Memorial Day. Section 12. Other names. World War I has also been called, quote, the Great War, quote, a title previously used to refer to the Napoleonic Wars, or sometimes, quote, the war to end all wars, quote, till World War II. The term, quote, First World War, quote, implying an event distinct from a, quote, Second World War, quote, has fallen into disfavor by some scholars who regard World War I as merely the first phase of a three-decade-long war spanning the period 1914 to 1945. Quote, War of the Nations, quote, and, quote, War in Europe, quote, were commonly employed as descriptions in the 1920s. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.